can we put a Cybertruck into NASCAR?
No.
Okay.
You'd have to drive it into the stadium in one piece.
I'm just out
here, but no. Dude, I've come around on those things. They just delight everyone everywhere they go. Like they, you know, like you're at the you're on the side of the road, whatever, you know, yeah. eating sandwiches with strangers and so forth, you know, the thing people do. And then one goes past and it's just like a sea of laughter. Everyone's
like,
delighted to see those fucking things.
It's like seeing somebody now wearing a Taz shirt, but if the Taz shirt costs $130,000 and was uninsurable.
And was on fire and yeah.
Yeah.
Man, it's like, I mean, it's like seeing just someone walk past with a sign that's like, I'm a fucking idiot. And it's like, that delights everyone. It's a parade of happiness everywhere it goes.
Do you know I found out you can still get Taz on your checks?
That makes sense.
Do you want to know how I know?
America has always been great. How do you know?
Because I got Taz on my checks.
Okay.
Once I found out this was still an option.
Imagine signing a check for bail. That's, you know, for your bail bond.
Sure.
On a Taz check. That's yeah. Perfect.
Counselor, I hold you in contempt. You owe this court $500. Hope you take Taz checks. Bam! That's so good.
I have never told a joke.
No.
In my life.
My grandma had those on her check. And she also, when she had her Monte Carlo, it was like that last little bit that they made until like 2002.
Yeah.
She had a front plate on it that said Mommy Carlo with Taz.
Damn. Yes. Damn.
Yes.
Damn. All right, I will say, if I saw a Taz-themed Cybertruck, I might be on board with that.
What if it had Tweety on the back in double denim?
Tweety in reverse jeans, crisscross style, flipping double birds.
And it Tweety said, truck nuts.
And it said, at Los Tweety Boys across the back.
All right, we can we fix saw, the Cybertruck.
Yeah, we saw one. On the way back.
It was only like my third time seeing one in the wild, and I'm never prepared because it looks like my brain has just gone into Firefox.
It looks like the computer game has not finished loading.
I was going to say, Star Fox is what you're looking for.
It looks like the splines are still reticulating.
It's like polygons, what? It's
okay. Have y'all seen any non-silver ones?
Yeah, that was the one that we saw yesterday. It was black.
But it was
black with like caution orange piping, so it kind of looked like a dumpster.
It looked like a dumpster,
like the first ever stupid version of the coolest color.
I've seen
a lime green one, which that was a delight.
Ooh,
wait, metallic matte pearl. What are we talking here?
All I recall is lime green, and all I know is everyone just pointed and laughed. It works. They spread happy. You're taking one for the team. You look like a fucking fool, and you delight the entire vicinity.
I'm kind of tempted to just buy one and have it loaded with nothing but the like most farcical cartoon noises for all of its functions.
Yes. Right? Yeah. If you press the horn
that plays like a garacha.
If you press the horn and it made the Taz noise. Blah, 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 blah. That would be so good.
If you
had Taz draw a car, this would probably. This would probably not look too dissimilar.
Yeah.
It feels like when you're, you know, at some sort of a gathering or whatever and someone's hired a magician or a mime or something and they come up and they're like, I am here to delight you. Act delighted now.
Yeah.
It's like that, but real. Because it's like, oh my God, look at that thing. I'm so happy. Because it looks so stupid.
Because it's the unexpected nature of it. Like, if you go to a kid's birthday party and a clown shows up, you're like, I understand what's happening here. If you go to Olive Garden and a clown sits down next to you at the table, you're like, what the fuck's going on here? I'm about to witness the family annihilation. Yes. Yeah.
They let this thing that hasn't finished loading onto the road.
Mm-hmm. And again, if a clown costs $130,000 and was uninsurable,
somebody's PC isn't strong enough to render this car next to me in real life.
I get a text and the Bluetooth system just lets out the reverb fart noise. So yeah, we're all getting one, right, Jason?
Oh man, they're well priced, right?
they're very
affordable, right?
You could do a Warhammer Cybertruck.
They're very orky, as I understand.
They're about to be even orkier from what I've seen from the
piece
wear
of shit.
There.
How's it work? It doesn't.
I believe it's cool.
It works, therefore, it does.
We look so fucking cool, don't we?
So cool. back bumper's falling off. It's supposed to.
It's exploding. It's on fire. It's...
Yeah, but we...
The trunk cut my hand. Wah!
Welcome to the Shutdown Full Cast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I am Spencer Hall. I am joined, as always, by Jason Kirk, Ryan Nanny, Holly Anderson, and on the ones and twos, Michael Serber. Hey, Serber, you're on vacation. How was that, buddy?
It was really good. I played about 127 hours of EA College Football 25 instead of
being on vacation. Oh, so you're almost caught up to Jason's morning routine.
Coach, how's your what's the state of the program, Coach? You were considering transferring out of the University of South Carolina, as I recall.
Yeah, what I ended up doing there was a reverse Uncle Skip. I had another road to glory in which I was Uncle Skip, and I started at the University of South Carolina and transferred to ECU. Won the national championship and brought the Pirates to glory. But now I'm doing a different one. This is a Hit D guy. And he's just now starting out at Florida.
That's the director of football.
H-I-T-D-E-E. Hit D guy.
First so you've name, had a, last a, name hand, guy. A hand in the dirt and a Hit D guy.
And a Hit D guy. And a okay. Ricky Gunn, I think. Right. I don't remember if we talked about
it. Really
Ricky
should
Gunn.
Have played we at did. Both Carolinas.
Yeah. Ricky Gunn, yeah. Whom Colorado State was fervently recruiting. But.
Yes, absolutely. He's grinding as a third string back right now, but going to make his way up to backup probably by week three.
All these guys are running backs. You're playing as just a series of running backs, right?
Yeah, it's really dumb to play as anything else because you just get so annoyed by how stupid the computer will be from time to
just
time.
Just give me the fucking rock. Let me go to
yeah,
work.
Yeah, Road to Glory mode is a little different. So, feed me. Feed me more.
Yeah.
Are you staying motivated? Is your coach reaching out to you and making the most of what's in your heart and translating it to what we see on the field? Are they concerned about your personal development?
No one's seen Coach Napier in weeks.
Yeah,
that sounds real.
Sounds right.
The rumor has it it's like that scene in The Aviator where he's kind of locked up in the film room with jars of his own urine at the moment.
Gatorade.
He just keeps watching the Orange Bowl over and over and over again.
Sounds about right. Welcome back, Serber. I think I want to jump right into the momentous events of the last 48 hours because we are a college football podcast, and as we know, everything is college football. I want to get to the first thing, which is. Apparently, a ball knower might be our next vice president. Actual ball knower, a coach who not only could coach football but coached it well, and enjoys talking about a 4-4 defense. That'd be Tim Walz, the current governor of Minnesota, likely vice presidential candidate. And person who
what do you
on
mean likely? What do you mean likely?
Let's not be too hasty.
I haven't seen them holding hands yet. Okay, oh I haven't it's, seen it's, them.
Is there a ritual that has to be performed?
It's on the website, but I don't trust the internet.
Okay,
no, it's been confirmed by the only web source that I trust, which is the Liza Minnelli has outlived Twitter account.
Ah,
I don't,
shit.
I don't okay. know if Shams has tweeted it yet. To be fair,
time to check.
Yeah, I haven't seen Shams tweet it. I haven't seen them actually together on stage with a sign, okay? Which undoubtedly will have happened by the time we publish this podcast. However,
not a thing. Lauri Markkanen and the Utah Jazz agreeing to a massive long-term contract extension, but not a thing about the vice president spot. So
oh,
I
shit.
Guess
we got to talk about that
right.
too.
It's still up in the air,
right.
I guess.
Yeah.
The foremost Lauri Markkanen podcast. We got to cover that as well. We'll get to that.
About that. Yeah. Yeah,
we'll, right. we'll circle back to the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, we'll put that in the B block where it belongs.
Edit the show notes real quick.
Yeah. Dave, can you get to that? Thanks, Dave.
Thanks to our team.
That's anonymous assistant Dave, who's just floating over here. We just tell him to do all the things.
You just explained the plot.
Cerber is miming yanking on a cord or something to change the show notes.
Thank you, Cerber.
Cerber, are you wearing Carolina blue? What's happening over here? Or is that Columbia blue?
Technically, it is a Columbia Sun hoodie, so it is Columbia blue.
Oh, outstanding.
But it's mostly because it matches my hat provided by the good brand homefieldapparel.com.
Homefieldapparel.com!
That's a really good color for you. It pops on camera. That's all I wanted to add.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Hit Hand in the Dirt, newest members of the homefieldapparel.com.
Really? Wow. Are we getting shirts?
There will be shirts at the live show on August 24th at the Rialto.
Oh, are you guys? Would you look at that?
I think you
won't
are.
Won't you do it?
Headline. Podcast business.
Haven't decided.
Yeah.
Until you see us won't on stage. He do it is not an actual question. Rhetorical. Come on.
The full cast is headlining that event. Will the full cast's members be there? Better show up to find out.
Thank you for introducing the rhetorical device. Won't he do it?
Will he or will he not do it?
I consider myself the Lauryn Hill of this show.
I've said that so many times.
It's your flawless complexion.
Lauryn Hill and the Florida Gators did a thing in the 90s. And
that's right.
That's it.
Still living off of it. 2000, sir. 2000.
What is Florida's only 20 years ago.
We have been known to associate with Fugees.
Oh, Tim Tebow is Florida's distract too. Got it.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm there.
That's it. Great.
It happens in the best of families.
But we do have, I'm very excited that we actually could get a person in the White House who could talk ball, because that's important. That's what this nation's been missing, is somebody who can look at the opposition, adjust, get everyone lined up, and then teach people exactly how to attack.
Who is our last vice president who you think could talk ball?
So, appointed, not elected, Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford was the last one. He was a center, so as we all know, centers are the brains of the offensive line, and I think he had a pretty good understanding of, you know, 1940s, 1950s offense. So, Gerald Ford, yes, Jason.
A.K.A. what Tim Walz is surely running in 1999 Minnesota. man's from Nebraska. This man is a Cornhuskers fan.
He's quoted as a fan in an article about a 21-7 victory.
Yeah.
The Nebraska.
Well, it was a little high scoring, but.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about that. They quoted him. He's like, yeah, it was real good. I like Nebraska. That's a substantive political stance. I like Nebraska football.
I do too.
I really hate to bring this up, but amid a sea of Harvards and Yales and whatnot, Dick Cheney did go to Wyoming.
That's true.
But did he know ball?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, demonstrably not true. Okay, how about another unlikely one? We all know Gerald Ford went to Michigan, but if you reach back just a little bit further, didn't Hubert Humphrey attend Louisiana State University at one point?
Is that true?
Yes.
I don't know why.
As well as
it wasn't true.
The University of Minnesota and LSU.
Okay.
A daywalker.
For Triple H.
In a dick-to-dick exchange, Richard Nixon did suggest a play.
Oh, what?
For Dick Allen to run.
The Dick Nixon nevertheless attempted to crown a national champion in 1969.
It attempted. But, shit, it worked.
I mean, I consider that an act of ball not knowing, because that's not how it goes. However, it is also at the same time an act of ball knowing, because it's college football, and like it kind of is how it goes.
That's kind of also physics.
I mean, what we're really asking is, could you actually name a formation? That's it. When you go like ball knowing, the most superficial layer is to go, okay, could you name a formation? Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford, I feel pretty confident, could be like, that's I formation. Pretty sure both of those guys could do it. George Bush, absolutely not. 100% not. No.
No, that bitch is from Connecticut. Never forget.
Well, George W. Bush, what the hell else was he doing in college besides paying attention to sports?
Drugs.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Drugs and sports.
But,
I mean,
but college,
name a better combo.
Where?
Yale.
Mm-hmm.
So
college aid. That's what, they go to class?
He didn't have to.
hung out at the ball field doing drugs. It's no compliment to say the guy could name a football formation.
I think he could name some baseball guys.
Yeah, he's too baseball. I think that's the problem.
We all know multiple sports here. My money is that he could name multiple football formations, and it's not a compliment to say that he could do that.
Just in a quick flip, Jason, could you name five current baseball players? Five. Ooh. Yes. Five.
I could certainly do that.
Ask an answer, bitch.
We're getting real good at this. We're getting good at this being interviewed thing.
Political consultants available for hire. Showing how to answer the question.
Down.
Shut down.
Because I really might run out at four.
Four baseball players? Current baseball players?
Oh, come on.
You know Shohei.
Shohei?
I know Shohei.
I know Ellie Jones.
I know Aaron Judge.
Okay.
You can't watch college football without seeing Aaron Judge content.
And I know Nick. No, and now you've named.
And there's three Tennessee players that just got drafted.
Now you've named the four that I could get to, because I can name three good players and the guy who always homers when something fucked up happens.
Yeah.
That's it. I can only name four and getting to five. Wait. Paul, he's in Pittsburgh and his team sucks, but he's real good. Paul Skeens?
Yeah, their team is decent. Their team is decent.
The one who that guy said.
Granted, against the Pirates curve, they're positively good.
They're awesome by the Pirates curve.
That's I got five.
Five?
Boom.
But that's a stretch. That was like, I had to fight for five.
That was
We should give you an all-star vote one year. Just be like, yeah, sorry guys, can't fill out a ballot. Can't do it. Tried my best.
Whoops.
It's all just
at
like
third base, I'm taking my friend Ryan Nanny.
Yay!
It's all just like Cubs you remember from 1992.
Yeah,
Sean Dunstan at shortstop. Right.
Mark Grace at all nine positions.
That's not a bad idea. It's a damn good team, Jason.
So Obama has talked about basketball a lot.
Yeah.
I don't recall him talking about football much. But I trust his aptitude to say, like, that is a four-wide shotgun set.
Okay.
I hope so, because he had daughters to raise.
Okay. So there is, I think, a difference between I can name a formation and I can identify it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I thought that was the standard. Like, you have to look at it and describe it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not down to the terminology level, but...
If I give him a night, he'd come back. And the most annoying part is he'd probably have really good answers, right? That would enrage, like, Will Muschamp would be like, I hate Obama. And he would know nothing about football. And he'd come back and Will would be like, how do you defend this? You know? I have no doubt he'd give him, like, master it and probably, like, a night. It's my guess.
I mean, naming a football formation. 11-year-olds on Madden can do this.
That's true. Here's the other thing. Tim Walz doesn't have a single Ivy League degree to his name. And the word lawyer... God. The word lawyer does not appear anywhere in his resume.
That's unnecessarily hurtful.
Ryan, I want you to know the best argument I have heard maybe in my entire life against lawyers is the last two members of the Democrat presidential ticket who didn't have lawyer degrees were Tim Walz and Jimmy Carter. And I'm like, that's a good group right there.
This is like man,
I think it should reveal to you how easy it is to get a law degree, frankly.
It should, but he doesn't have either of those things.
Yeah.
Which, one, good. Two, that says to me plenty of time to actually be a person and not attend, like, weird cabal meetings about how we're going to build the new society from the ashes of the old one, right? A.K.A., I can have time to sit down and watch a three-hour football game. I don't have to go be actively weird and antisocial, right? I can actually go and engage in a healthy activity, like rooting on a contact sport that exposes the head to blunt trauma with 70 to 100,000 of my friends.
For America.
For America. Thank you. That's implied, but I'm glad that you read it out loud.
To build character.
If the choice is do that or hang out with amateur race scientists who have been banned from Twitch, I think watching college football is the better choice.
Like, somebody's going to try to make this choice, and it's my favorite question because it's like, that's what you did instead of going to the Brain Lump Society. The Brain Lump Society, come here. We're answering important and dangerous questions.
I did love the posts that were like, Harris is down to choices, and this one went to 9 Ivy League schools and whatever, and this one went to a normal college
in quotes.
Yeah. And then listed University of Rochester as if that's a big fucking deal. But yeah. Oh, he went to normal colleges? Cool. That you turn out fine if you went to a normal college.
Nerd. Which, by the way, you fuckers started this with the I'd like to have a beer with them guy, so don't be mad that we're thriving in the world that you built.
Yeah, man, you want to talk about having a beer with a guy, you can have a big-ass Lutheran beer with Tim Walz. Big old gallon of Midwestern beer. We are going
to talk about hot dish.
I will say this. Tim Walz has leaped to the top of my current or potential vice presidents, or past or potential vice presidents, who I think would make a kick-ass breakfast.
Oh my God! Yeah.
I don't think he's getting touched.
I think he's got a sweet and a savory element in there. I think there's multiple beverage options.
Mm-hmm. It's heavy. I'll tell you that.
You're in
for a time.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have the power to go do some chores, but you're going to need a nap after those chores.
That's why every seat of his couch reclines. Come on.
Yes.
There's a picture of him that I'm going to find where he's at a diner, and he has got an order, like he has got a serious pile of Midwestern breakfast in front of him, and there is I am not kidding you, like what is bigger than a plate? Like a serving dish? Like a banquet plate?
Basin?
Of Saratoga chips style fries in front of him? And Midwest Twitter was like, yes, at last, representation.
He is a football coach, long-term teacher, Midwesterner. He definitely can make it. Like, it's not even a party thing. Like, I don't think Al Gore could make you a tasty breakfast. I think Al Gore could make me a healthy breakfast.
Al Gore really likes oatmeal.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing here is
about oatmeal.
Lisan Al Grub.
He knows our ways.
My God, Van Helsing.
Yes. And knows what a 4-4 defense is. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And state champion turned around a meager program. State championship winning defensive coordinator while helping to found the school's first gay straight alliance years before that was cool for Democrats.
I said this on Twitter today earlier, but that man did bus duty. And if you know what I'm talking about, you're in line behind me. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I can't really explain.
Didn't he do cafeteria duty too?
Yeah. That man did high school cafeteria duty.
I'm sorry, unless you find somebody who's been held in like a Russian prison for 15 years, you're not going to find anybody with a stronger will.
That's a football troop who did high school cafeteria duty.
This is why it's funny.
I'm worried he might be a strong man in hiding.
Well, this is why it's funny that it's like, here comes the Oppo research. They're going to crack him. This motherfucker did lunch duty with high schoolers for a decade. You cannot hurt his feelings anymore. Are you kidding me?
Holly, I like that point that he might be the authoritarian, because I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm already laying down my freedoms for whatever.
Cult of personality, great, sign me up.
Whatever coach tells me to do out there.
He's going to go to the inauguration and be like, if you can hear the sound of my voice, clap once.
Coach Emperor Tim. Clap twice.
You coach Governor Ballknower, can we play Heads Up 7 Up?
We've got to get him on the sticks. He's a motivator, right?
I'll have to.
Oh.
Oh, 100% motivator.
1,000%.
I don't know, though. He's laying them X's and O's down pretty thick. You know?
Are you telling me he's multiple?
I mean, I think the X's and O's were refined.
Sure.
Probably you think they were acquired rather than innate.
Well, I mean, these were X's and O's that a lowly high school program was able to pick up just like that, right?
What an ascent for defensive coaches don't make it this high, you know?
Like, head coaches are always offensive coordinators.
Right. We live in a world that is dominated by guys who know offensive ball. If we get a defensive coordinator in the White House, that's huge for that community.
That really is, because like they don't get the glossy profiles, you know?
No.
Like Michael Lewis profiled Mike Leach. He didn't profile like Jolie Dunn. He didn't profile.
Imagine if profile a Will Muschamp like to that.
I was trying not to do Will.
Like, that's the part where you have to say what Will Muschamp is wearing. as you sit down to lunch.
You know what he's going to do? The genius profile of Kirby Smart, right?
Jeremy like, Pruitt has a vision challenge for the future.
We're on page six and he's out of thoughts.
I'm going to do the EQ profile of Kirby Smart. Alex,
that's right. I want somebody to do Kirby Smart has a cold, right? I want somebody to do the steak finger droops from his lips sensuously.
Now, Kirby Smart, had a cold thing as a ride around, which would mean that you'd be trying to interview Kirby after one of his players was arrested for drunk driving, which I guess makes sense because that's fucking always. But
speaking of Tim Waltz.
All right, that.
Yeah. Genuine American. It is canon, folks, that in the neighboring state of Wisconsin, your first snowmobile arrest is free for a DUI. And like in the spirit of that, I'm like, dog.
DUI is bad.
But having said that,
I am not excited about where
by the way, I just put that bridge out there and I'm not going down it.
Everyone made the joke on Twitter. Were we going to get sued by...
We're going to say it. DUI is bad. Whoa.
There. Great. Shit. Having said that.
The first podcast to come out and say that DUI is bad.
Really a moment for like explainer guys. I understand they're always out and about, but like they are popping off.
In a way, that's very sports too. Like every now and again, you will have a baseball team that's not supposed to make it to the World Series, that like barely stinks in the playoff and gets hot, or like a football team that like barely gets in the playoff and goes on a hot streak. And like there is a brand, not all brand of like. Analysis focused people who are like, God damn it, this is not what the system said would happen. I am not happy about this. So it's all sports.
Just like the Tremors worms that they so easily resemble, they're single minded in their devotion, they're easy to kill, and they have broken into the wrong goddamn rec room.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Because we are trying to have a vibes day
with Reba.
It is 100% a vibes day. By the way, continued on that. By the way, Holly, let's put down Kirby Smart sensual intellectual profile. Put that in the editorial queue for Channel 6.
Channel 6.
Do his eyes have a faraway look, or is he just sleepy?
He's thinking of greater things, or is gassy.
Black eyes like a doll's eyes.
He had an advanced plan for Georgia football. It was beat those motherfuckers up. But it was more than that. It was also... beat those motherfuckers up.
Like his Game Boy Advance namesake, his chinks are pink with promise. And he swells when he's angry.
And he's so fucking hungry.
He's so hungry.
Katamari Kirby.
He is eating up all those recruits. He's just rolling around the Southeast, just picking up recruits. I wanted to also mention this, that shortly after the Waltz announcement, the real news came out.
Stop sign.
Which is that Pitbull has purchased the naming rights for FIU's stadium.
Dale!
That would be, yes, the rapper Pitbull. The fantastic details about this from the press release, although I am reading them off of Chris Vanini's Twitter feed, which, of course, you should follow, Chris. This is great.
This is how we do all our shows.
It is. But to share
don't
with you,
don't drag Chris into this.
I am dragging Chris into this. He's included whether he wants to be or not. Okay. FIU Stadium for real is now called Pitbull Stadium. It is fucking Pitbull Stadium.
Beautiful.
We don't have to joke about that. It's not a thing that we have to fictionalize. It's called Pitbull Stadium. In addition to all of these things, he is the official entrepreneur of FIU Athletics.
Sure. I love that job title.
I love it. Sure. Can I say something else dangerously positive while we're having a vibes day?
Yeah.
I feel like between this and the, you know, Flavor Flav coming out for U.S. women's water polo and the multiple world famous celebs that we have seen courtside, ringside, arena side, genuinely seeming to enjoy and support their fellow Americans at the Paris Olympics, we're having a weirdly like, are celebs okay? Like we're having a weirdly celeb positive couple of weeks here.
I think what is happening here is that celebs are like, ah shit, we got in so much trouble for hawking cryptocurrency that we need to associate with safe family friendly brands like the Olympics. And we need to just like go do that for a little bit.
All right.
in the name of Satanism.
Mm-hmm. It was just, there was this beautiful moment when, I think it was Simone doing her floor routine over the weekend, and they cut to the stands, and they cut to people one by one springing to their feet and applauding, and here's Kevin Durant, here's the rest of Team USA, all with their phones out like moms.
Yeah.
And they cut, and they cut to the right, and here's Tom Brady, and the camera is catching him going, that was ridiculous. And they cut, and here's Tony Hawk giving her like a standing ovation with teary eyes, and it just, it was like, it felt, it's very, I don't know, what is this feeling? Is this happiness?
It really
the vibes are good. The vibes are good. The vibes have been bad for the
vibes are good. Yeah,
vibes have been bad ever since shortly after LeBron came back from down 3-1. That was the last good thing that ever happened.
Vibes have been bad for like 10 years. I think that's why I'm having an uncomfortable time fitting into them right now.
Yeah, it'll take some time.
Yeah,
it's not official, by the way, until Tony Hawk rises like the king to recognize greatness. That was my favorite part of the celebrity cycling through, like it was camera angle, and you're like, oh, there's somebody who's good at their job. There's somebody. Oh my God, it's Tony Hawk. That's the man who dropped the 900. And now it's official greatness.
It is still, I know this has been going for over a decade now, but it is still wild that Snoop Dogg is our national diplomat to the world. Mm-hmm. Like
out there calling equestrian with Martha Stewart,
who I still remember as like the scariest man
on trial for murder
of the average old white, like of my childhood. Like I try to explain to my kid, like there is no one right now who is considered as scary as Snoop Dogg was when I was your age. It's just not a thing anymore. And he's just like, what? I mean, he might be the most popular man in America. Mm. I'll just never get used to it. Good for him, though.
Yeah, or that he and Martha Stewart in the year 1995, which one of them would have done hard time in a federal penitentiary?
All right.
It wasn't I ran across
Ryan Nanny, prison truther.
It was, listen.
How would you know?
She was fucking she was crafting. She was fine. I'm just saying, it wasn't.
I could easily no sell jail, says Ryan Nanny.
It was prison, and Ryan's like, not
all prison is the same.
Ryan, you said you could, are you in some kind of last holiday situation that we need to know about? Because you said you could best Isaac Chotiner in an interview over the weekend.
And you know what? He hasn't fucking reached out, so I think I'm winning that battle. I'll tell you what.
Oh my Here's God. The thing.
Do you know why I could handle an interview from Isaac Chotiner?
Ryan Spencer moment is really something.
I have no desire to prove that I'm smart to Isaac Chotiner. The second he's like, but wait, what about this? I'm like, oh man, yeah, I guess I am. I guess I am a dumbass, Isaac. Interview done. Hey, do you remember this thing? No, I don't remember anything I do, Isaac. Like, Isaac Chotiner is very good at his job, but he also attracts a certain brand of stupid person who thinks they're extremely smart. And I am not that. I don't think that I'm smarter than Isaac Chotiner, and that's why I can beat him.
All right. So, Ryan, when you said jail is easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, that was, I think that was on the stupid side.
Okay, that's fine.
Wait, see, it worked! It worked!
Can we play the schedule game real quick?
About whether Snoop and Martha have kissed?
I'm going to read the FIU home schedule.
There's a schedule for that, yes.
I'm going to read the FIU home schedule.
I was just trying to steer.
Central Michigan,
mm-hmm.
Monmouth for homecoming.
Okay,
Louisiana Tech.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I agree with that. Louisiana Tech, Sam Houston, New Mexico State, Middle Tennessee. Is Pitbull attending any of these games at his namesake stadium?
So he is.
Could see a random one that he shows up to, and it's. I mean, it's like last year. Why the fuck was Colorado State a national attraction? Just because everyone decided it was. If Pitbull just decides Louisiana Tech is a game worth attending,
sure.
Then suddenly it is, and he can act as if it's a big deal to him. It might be. Yeah.
The South Carolina-Kentucky game that drew Darude? Come on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So he will create an FIU anthem, so he's going to be there every game in spirit, buddy.
That's not the same thing. The same thing.
He does have two suites for all the games, so he can go to whichever one he wants, obviously, and bring a ton of friends. There will be, will he be at any of these?
Yeah.
This is in quotes. At the games, there will be, quote, a Pitbull affiliated performer, unquote. Yes. So Pit there will be
Pitbull affiliate.
He's got a deputy.
There's a deputy Pit.
There's a deputy Pitbull.
One Miami Marlin will be musicians. Selected to sing at every FIU game.
Proxy Pitbull.
So I'm aware of like Wu-Tang affiliates. I'm not aware of a Pitbull.
All right, affiliate? Let's look it up.
Bench.
Rotation. I was not aware that he had bench players. I thought Pitbull was just
Who's
a concern.
Pitbull's backup.
Staffordshire Terrier.
Yeah, that's the dress version of Pitbull. The non-casual version is American.
Pitbull has previously served as an opening act for Enrique Iglesias and Britney Spears, so let's put them on the list.
Yes, he could be there.
I'm going to look guest appearances.
He toured with Sean Paul, so yes, obviously.
Lil Jon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Twista, of course. B.O.B., not doing a lot else these days. LMFAO. Now there. That's it. LMFAO. Yeah. That's your backup Pitbull.
Guys. Yeah.
B.O.B. Okay. on an open mic is not a good idea.
You want to, yeah, you're going to want to take cut that
mic. In South Florida, it's probably fine.
I have some thoughts about the international monetary
system. Yeah, that's
those
probably fine. That's probably fine in South Florida.
No, you were fine. You had, that took a turn.
Bro, listen. I listen to Rogan. He's right.
State Senator Bobby Ray.
Mm. Yeah. State Senator co-signing all of B.O.B.'s uncomfortable remarks at the FIU game.
Pitbull was a guest on a Taylor Swift remix. So Taylor Swift coming to FIU.
Coming to FIU.
Heard it here first.
I have a different game I would like to play involving identifying where people are. It's called Where Are They Now? The 2024 edition. This is a service we offer, really, to you, the listener, to wonder, hey, this person that I remember, where are they in college football at this point in time?
You don't have to answer, Ryan. He's not an officer of the law.
I have selected 10 well-known college football these are all well-known in college football. Some of them will surprise you a little bit. Personalities. And I'm going to ask you all where they are right now. I'm going to start with what I think is the easiest one. And I'm going to pick Spencer to answer this one.
Okay.
Spencer, where's Bill O'Brien?
Man, where is Bill O'Brien? Is he at Temple? Feels like Temple.
That's incorrect.
No.
Does anybody else know where Bill O'Brien is?
Boston College.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien is the head coach at Boston College. Job
only because I'm pretty sure like 2 weeks on the show I said it would be funny. Oh, we did this in the cold seat episode. Yeah, I said it'd be right. funny if he got fired after his first year. Sorry,
that is correct. Okay. Holly.
Oh, no.
Where's
Bobby? I got the last one. Why do I have to answer this
I'm
one?
Just moving around. It doesn't matter. Okay. I'm not keeping score. Holly, okay. Where's Bob Diaco?
Oh, my God. Let's see. He's
handsome. The only person on this list who has had this job last year as well. Everybody else is starting a new job. Bob Diaco is going into year two of this job, but I don't remember talking about it at all last year.
Hmm. He's like handsome, but like golf shirt handsome. So I'm going to say he's on Dave Clawson's staff at Wake Forest.
That's incorrect.
Okay. Does
anybody else want to hazard a guess? Where in the world is Bob Diaco?
Rutgers.
I think that's a great guess.
Getting colder.
Okay.
Bob Diaco is a senior defensive analyst at Louisiana State University.
What?
How did the LSU defense look last year?
Just how does he still have a job is my question.
Senior?
There was a lot to analyze, I think.
What, he just gives him a sheet of paper that says, like, we were ass, and he's like, yeah, that's accurate. So you're only here to analyze
so much data. Oh, my God.
Spencer, I just looked it up after hearing the LSU. I'm not cheating even when it's someone else's question, but his previous job was New Jersey Generals. So,
see,
you were very close.
Yeah, you understand the assignment at least. Jason, where is previous Arkansas head coach Chad Morris?
Oh boy.
Fuck. Ooh. So he's not at SMU. Not at Arkansas. We've narrowed it down a little bit.
I'll tell you this, he's not at Clemson either.
Okay, yeah. He hasn't scurried back home to Clemson. he could be back in the high school ranks.
He's not. He is all of everyone I'm giving you has a college has a FBS okay. college football job.
FBS. All right. We've.
I thought that was a good guess, Jason.
We have slashed tens of thousands of possible football.
I'm pretty
teams.
Sure before this he did have a high school job. So Jason is also like spiritually understands the arc here.
Yeah, I'm just stalling by reviewing his resume. I don't know where he is right now.
He was at Clemson last year.
Was he? I was so close.
Okay.
I know this one.
I love and respect you. I would be very surprised if that were true because this was a recent.
What the
this
fuck?
Was a, this no, it was a January move, and it's not one that I think would have been talked about.
Okay, he may have moved since. Well, I only know this because of who he's working for. Because I felt the cold, icy brush of death's fingers on the back of my neck. Because he is working for a coach who we covered as a player. Last I heard, he was on G.J. Kinney's staff at Texas State.
That is correct.
Wow.
I stand corrected. He is the passing game coordinator and the wide receivers coach at Texas
Ryan
State.
Ryan Nene underestimated Holly was the and January prison. Okay. Underestimated Holly and prison.
Hey, I only, listen, creeping, I all credit to the icy hand of death.
Serber, I'm going to make you take a turn here. Serber. Where is college football journeyman Tim Brewster?
I don't fucking know.
Air Force. I'm going to give you a hint. He's in your state.
Mm.
Oh.
Can I just say while Serber thinks that I feel like we ask this question about Tim Brewster every year and
we
never know.
Do, and
we never, like he's got to be like the center free square.
He is my guy
to establish his whereabouts.
He's number one.
It's
on
important
my,
to maintain Tim Brewster's situation.
He's number one on my list of troublesome WITSEC clients.
Mm-hmm.
That he's the guy that they're like, he's got on Twitter again, and he's talking about he's on camera. God, move him again.
So we never did find Jeff Bowden.
It's like the triads found him. We got to move him.
He was at Colorado because Dion was hiring Brewster? Meme guys,
yes,
and now he is closer to Serber. You're saying.
Yes.
Oh,
he's so not. I thought he was still in Colorado. Shit.
No.
Does he have some so he has a little bit of vitality that one may be able to sap? Is he at UNC?
He is. He is the associate head coach and tight ends coach at Charlotte for our boy Biff.
Okay, that's another.
But he is close.
That's another.
He is close enough for Mac Brown to just be like, just give me a hug. I just need some of that energy.
As long as he's on meme coach.
I need some Bruce juice.
That's the stuff right there.
Upsetting.
I love it.
Spencer.
No.
Yes.
Indiana fired Tom Allen at the end of last season. Where is he now?
Oh. Fuck, I knew this one, and the minute you asked, it just flew out of my fucking head. Allen.
There's room for it to fly back in.
I will give you a hint. He is still Please. In the Big Ten.
Oh, that's mean. That's a mean hint.
Oh, is he?
That's I'm like 50 teams.
It is like 50 teams now.
This is elder abuse.
Rutgers.
Rutgers can't be the answer to everything. Even Nunzio Campanile is no longer.
I almost said Maryland.
Fuck!
I know.
We're losing recipes.
If we're losing Nunzio, we're definitely losing.
Actually, you know what?
Big meaty meatball recipes.
Fuck it. I'm going to make it my second guess. He's at Rutgers.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
No.
Stick
Tom
to your guns.
Tom Allen is the defensive coordinator at Penn State.
That'll oh, no.
That'd be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
For our you know what? I'm not going to say anything mean.
If you put Tom Allen and James Franklin in the same room, you'd die of asphyxiation because there's no oxygen for you. None.
Well, because motivator plus motivator.
Motivator, yeah.
Super
motivate. Holly.
Darling.
Bronco Mendenhall stepped away from football for a couple of years after leaving Virginia. He's back.
What?
Where is he?
I didn't even know he was back.
He's right behind you. I think you'd feel the gravity of him. He's a very dense object.
Ooh. Hint, please.
Big Ten.
This is...
Goddamn.
This is a west of Texas job.
Like, job? New Mexico.
Correct. He is the head coach at New Mexico.
What? I guessed.
Yep.
Nice.
That's fine. That's fine. Sure.
Yeah, no.
You got it.
Sure.
And they're in the Big Ten.
Jason, Where's Heinz Ward?
Now that's someone you have to worry about being right behind you.
Where is Georgia football and Pittsburgh Steelers legend Heinz Ward?
He was last seen falling into the cavern beneath.
Yeah, he's in Bane's. He's in Bane's army.
I thought he was
Three
the one
Rivers
who did.
Stadium.
I thought he was the one who escaped.
Well, yeah, they saw him running away, but did we see him leave the stadium?
That's fair.
Actually, I think he probably just joined Bane's army, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this seems like the right team.
This seems like a coach I can work for after.
I did not know that he was in college football.
I believe this might... I'm going to double check. I think this might be his first college football job. Yes, I will tell you... no, it's not his first college football job.
I remember this
was,
one now.
Okay, go for it.
No, I just looked it up.
Oh. Go ahead, tell us the...
He is the wide receivers coach for Arizona State.
He is the wide receivers coach at Arizona
After
State.
Some time in the, I'm going to guess that's USFL San Antonio. Oh, yeah. Damn it. XFL, also UFL. Sure. It's all the ones.
Yeah.
So Arizona State, when you go, what university is going to hospitalize the most DBs this year? It's going to be Arizona State.
With a big smile on their face.
Well, with an enormous grin on his face.
It's interesting because under the previous administration, Arizona State did this, sure, any NFL player can come here and get a job. And now Heinz Ward is getting in on it. It just feels a little late. That's all. It's fine. It's not a problem.
Can I say something? Can I retroactively sanction myself?
Yeah, please.
I'm pretty sure that when I guessed Bronco Mendenhall was the coach of New Mexico, I was mixing him up with Bob Davie, who isn't the coach there anymore, and I don't think I should get credit
for
that.
Those are two very different people. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That
not
you know
that
what?
Different.
You said the right answer.
I think that. I might need to be sanctioned.
So the answer's going to count.
Well, because I thought he'd been there. I was like, wait, he's been there for a minute, and then I looked it up. I'm like, no, that's Bob Davie. Okay.
Cerber. Dino Babers finally had to leave Syracuse, but he has a new job. Where is that job?
Yeah, I feel like I know this one, actually.
Speaking of motivators.
But I can't. See, he was in the MAC before. He was at Kent State, right? And then Syracuse, and now he is.
Do you want me to give you the conference?
Yeah, give me the conference.
Big 12.
Is it the Big
Again,
12?
That's Oklahoma 50,
State. Not a, it's not a helpful clue at this point. But
is it Oklahoma State?
Dino Babers is the offensive coordinator at Arizona.
That makes sense, too.
Man, I you know what? Good for him, like climate-wise.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, compared to the Carrier Dome, that's a little bit cooler.
Mm-hmm. Tucson's a great... You said Arizona?
Yeah.
I love Tucson, man. Good for him.
And I mean, thinking about
give that
the
man
map,
a break.
That is that the farthest distance he could get from Syracuse, pretty much?
Almost.
FBS power school wise, yeah.
Yeah, almost. Like,
yeah,
I guess he could have went to San Diego State.
He really did, though, hit the sliders on opposite in every way, right? Like indoors, outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Cold, hot, wet, dry.
Stadium named for air conditioning that doesn't have air conditioning. Air conditioning is a national law.
Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
Derek King played for the University of Houston and then played for Miami as recently as 2021. He bounced around as a practice squad member in the NFL for a little bit. He is now a quarterback's coach at what FBS institution?
I am going to phone a friend or ask for a clue here. Bad.
Nothing.
I'm 0 for 2. I need half credit at best.
Big 10. I'm just assuming.
Nope.
Oh, damn.
Nope. ACC.
Oh, again, that's...
Y'all see how Jason's rocking in and out of focus in his chair?
ACC.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's scary. Like he's face shifting.
Like it looks like I'm in Annihilation.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take the biggest. Listen, this is just based on. I'm gonna take the biggest layup I can and see if it goes in. Miami.
The answer is SMU.
Mm.
Miami. Mm.
ACC powerhouse.
SMU.
SMU. Do you want vindication of some sort? Do you want the last question?
Sure, I will take the last one so I can go 0 for 4.
Okay. Yeah. Middle Tennessee has a head coach who formerly coached in the SEC. Who is it?
Oh, come on. We've talked about this one.
He was formerly a head coach in the SEC.
Yeah, that doesn't help at all.
We've had multiple conversations about
Holly, if you know it, answer it.
It's Derek Mason.
It is Derek Mason.
Oh my god.
We've talked about, I'm pretty sure you told me that.
To be fair, you said SEC.
It counts. Technically the check still clears.
That's kind of like the anti Babers move in terms of vibes. Like I don't know.
Sure. Yeah.
Is there anybody who's taken more thankless jobs?
I'm still so sad that they fired him after he gave his training day. I'm made for this shit. I'm the dungeon master of Vanderbilt football. Come down here and fight me.
Can we adopt Derek Mason and rehome him to a loving institution?
Apparently not.
I think you should go coach Vandy again. He loved that.
I wouldn't rule that job. We'll get to that. I have one more game I want to do, but it's not for this week. It's for a future week, but I want to explain it to you all before we do it. That was convoluted, but here I am.
Folks, if you can't see it, Ryan has just donned the saw puppet mask.
Mm-hmm. it looks very handsome on you.
So every year we pick playoff teams, and previously that has not been that daunting because we only have to pick four of them. We have done drafts. We have done trivia that gets.
We have done a manner in which Ryan got to escape it last year.
Correct. We've done trivia where you earn points that you get to spend on playoff teams. I think one year we rolled like a D20,
and that was the best year because that was the most successful year any of us ever had.
Okay, yeah. So this is how this is going to work, and I'm giving you each, and server, this includes you, and it includes me as well this year. you're each going to come up with a list of 12 teams you think will make the college football playoff. There is a catch. If your list of 12 has a team that anybody else on this show picks, neither of you get that team. So if Holly, you, me, and Serber all put Georgia on our list, we can't have Georgia. And in fact, nobody can have Georgia for the playoff. So you need to come up with 12 teams that you think can make the playoff and decide how you want to be strategic about this. Now, on the one hand, to use Georgia again as the example, if you pick Georgia, you are running the risk that somebody else will pick them, knock them out, remove them from possibility, and we won't be able to put Georgia on anybody's playoff list for the entire season.
Aww.
That said, if everybody acts under that assumption and only, let's say, Serber puts Georgia.
Gamesmanship.
Serber gets to have Georgia. So you have to sort of think about how you're going to pick your 12 such that you think these are teams you can get or that you want to make sure either you get or they stay off the board.
What if you pick the same team twice? Have you disqualified that team?
Yeah, I suppose that would be a problem.
Is it like a light switch? You've turned it off and then it's back
no,
on.
No, unfortunately, it doesn't. I don't have the mental capacity to fix it that way. So you're each going to email me after this show, not a rush, your 12 teams. I will go through and figure out which teams you get to keep from a standalone process and which teams have been eliminated. And on a future episode, I will explain where everybody's playoff list stands, which teams can't be selected because they have already been removed by multiple selection. And then we will do a snake draft to fill in everybody else's draft from the remnants at this point.
Serpent.
Does anybody have any questions? Spencer, I'm looking at you specifically.
These will, Ryan, in keeping with tradition, will the weekly results of these and how we are doing be available on Instagram?
I think so, yes. I think we're going to have to move to a Instagram, like, multi-image gallery because the thought of putting 72 teams, or 60 teams, rather, on one graphic is horrifying.
Very small Instagram.
But, yeah, we can put them on Instagram going forward. Why do we pick the playoff this way? Because we might as well. There's no better way to do it.
It is not better than us picking teams.
Yeah. That's true.
Spencer, do you understand the assignment?
I have to send an email.
You said that with such disdain and unhappiness.
Yeah.
I found the first hurdle in the process.
Really, bitch. I got to send an email.
You could text me your 12 teams if you wanted.
Nah, then I have to text a person.
Oh my god. All right.
Who are you texting?
He can text it to me.
No, he's to text a person.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you're an Android.
Damn. All because I said prison's not hard? Some prison's not hard. Lots of prison is hard.
When did you say that?
Lots of prison is hard. Here we go.
Okay.
Ryan Nanny, supporter of the carceral state.
Ryan Nanny, prison should be harder.
Paddington 2 was easy on Paddington.
I've never seen Paddington 2. I don't even know.
Even worse, Nick. Well, this is the Ryan Nanny canceled.
Nick up, Ryan.
Seen Paddington 1?
No.
What?
What the fuck?
No, Ryan explains so much.
Get your ass out of here.
I've seen no Paddingtons.
What? Okay.
Folks, we found what's wrong with Ryan.
Folks, you can reach Ryan at ryan.nanny@gmail.com.
That's true. That's
Please
fine.
Please remind him that he is a father.
Send him your playoff picks, folks. See if you can get ours knocked out.
They will. Somebody will do that.
Soon it's only FIU Pitbull. Why didn't they change the name of the team? Like, you could have been the FIU Pitbulls.
Oh, man. The FIU, keep that. So bring back the golden. FIU golden yeah. Pitbulls.
Yeah. There like
that fucking rocks, man. There's so many Panthers. You're named after the goddamn right. Carolina NFL team.
Panthers
that sucks.
Are, and it's not like you're such an old program that it's like, well, the tradition of the Panthers. Right. No, fuck right. that.
The Panther the legacy. Pitbulls. There's not one.
Yeah, and then when people are like, you mean the dog? No, them Pitbulls pops
the
out. The Slains.
the entrepreneurs.
The clones of me who show up at FIU football games as Pitbull-affiliated acts.
So their logo is the musician.
Yes, 100%.
There's a bald guy. There's a bald guy who's
with
here
sunglasses.
And he hates communism. You're like, oh. Could be anybody.
It's summer. Major League Baseball's in full swing, and there's one app for you if you want last-minute deals on Major League Baseball games, and that's GameTime.co. That's right, GameTime.co. I'm looking at the app right now, and I'm picking out America's team, really, the Kansas City Royals. And at Kauffman Stadium, just in a couple days, there's tickets available for $16. And then, well, I don't want to up the stakes too much here, but let's go to next week. It looks like they're playing the Chicago White Sox. There are tickets available right now for $3. You could see a Major League Baseball game in Chicago for $3. What stadium, you ask? Not important. It's in Chicago. But GameTime.co is not just for Major League Baseball games, even though you can get great deals for that. You can also get great deals for concerts, football games. Those are going to be coming up pretty soon. You can find them on GameTime.co. I use GameTime.co to purchase last-minute tickets for an Olivia Rodrigo concert. Tyler Childers did not show up at mine. That would have been awesome, but it was awesome nonetheless. And GameTime.co made it super easy. I got my parking through GameTime.co, and I got great tickets for my wife and I. GameTime.co made all of that so easy and one of the greatest concert experiences I've ever had in my entire life. And I'll be using them again. In fact, I'm seeing a little bit called the Beaches in late September. And where did I get my ticket? That's right. Even ahead of time. I didn't wait till the last minute because GameTime.co has you covered then as well. That's what I love about it. Whenever I want to get a ticket for an event, whether I heard about it months before and procrastinated to no end and have left myself in a lurch, you can save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, anything else. So take the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets with GameTime. You can download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code FULLCAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FULLCAST for $20 off. Download GameTime today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Podcast business. It's a business. What's a business? Podcast business. Dancing business.
Dancing with the bear.
And he likes to lead, so you better let him.
The bear?
Dancing bear.
The bear?
That's not what happened with RFK Jr.
The bear is the economy, and he wants to give you a big old hug.
Dance the bear like a puppet or something before he discarded it?
Yeah. The bear.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Did you guys see? Okay, this was over on Blue Sky. One of our very own readers, 2 days before this happened, said something to the effect of, do you guys feel like we haven't heard from RFK lately? And do you feel like it's when your kid gets too quiet and you're like, what the hell are you doing in there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to reader Luke is amazing. You have the gift of prophecy. I wish you'd used it for something different.
I don't. I'm fine with it.
Ryan wrote a very good newsletter about that, Ryan.
Thank you.
Ryan, what is your newsletter, by the way? You should tell people right now.
Ryan's got a newsletter?
It's called Assigned. Normally, I write about topics that the subscribers ask me to write about. But to give them, and I know Holly has had this experience, to give them the experience of what it's actually like to be an editor of mine, I decided just to write about all the questions I had about RFK Jr.'s bear disposal tale, of which I had many, although I found more resolution to it than I thought I would. So yeah, that's what I do because I have a real life and a real job. That's not true. None of this is true. I should just go to prison like Martha Stewart.
It's easy. It's easy.
It's easy, and it'll change my life, and then I'll be on the Olympics. You have a newsletter too, Spencer.
Yes, we do. It's Channel 6. It is our newsletter that we put together, Holly and I, about college football, sports, and whatever else we care to cover. At the moment, the big thing coming up is we're going to be doing the every SEC game preview, as we do.
We are at the point in writing these previews where we start to hallucinate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Which is, you know, month two. Month two is generally when the hallucinations kick in. So you can go ahead and subscribe to that.
Are you prepared for getting to the point where you realize that several games you are used to seeing just aren't there this year?
It's starting to happen. I'm more at the front end of the season where there are games happening that I am not used to being on the calendar. Mm-hmm, so, sure. For instance, you know, you see, like, Oklahoma was playing somebody.
Tennessee, they play pretty early, don't they?
Right. And you see Oklahoma, you know, or you see Florida, Texas, and you're like, exciting, out of no, bad, no, is conference game. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that happening more than missing games. I don't so much miss games as you look at other games and go, boy, this non-conference schedule sure jumped up in difficulty.
So you're looking at Florida's schedule like, what's with all this ambition?
Nobody needs to look at Florida's schedule.
No one needs to look at Florida's schedule. Doesn't need to happen.
Especially you, Florida. Don't do it. Just close your eyes. Oh, that reminds me. EA, if you're listening, I do have one suggestion for the game, which I haven't played and don't own.
Watch Paddington and then play the game.
I think there should be Barnstormer mode where you can, like, pull off, like, old... Like the old Sewanee teams.
Oh, no, you can do it.
Texas A&M teams.
You can do what Coastal did, right? Like Coastal and BYU, when they were like, let's play a game in a week's notice, right?
Yeah. I mean,
the game has a lot of glitches, so like it might just fucking, hey, guess what? You're playing Auburn this week.
Do you think it would let you play, like, we're going to play 9 games in 15 days?
I mean, if you like cycle through the menus too fast, you never know what might happen in this game. I'm serious. Okay. A lot of shit is college football grade broken in this game. So.
Their bodies would just be red, right? By game eight in like a week, their bodies would just, do you want to sub him in? He might die.
His wrist is only yellow. He's fine.
Yeah. He's in danger of death.
Exploding.
His chest is exploding.
It's Barnstormer mode. Damn the torpedoes.
Spencer, what's the Warhammer term for when it's like...
Critical hit. Devastating. No. Your quarterback suffered a devastating wound.
For when it's like the vehicle might blow up. Yeah, he's got
that. Oh, yeah. He rolled a 6 and you need to get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted podcast business. I didn't mean to.
Podcast business.
But yes, that's our newsletter, Channel 6. Oh, hey, Jason Kirk's got business. What's your business, Jason?
Yeah, let's see here. So after our Raleigh live show, Sports Pod Fest on Saturday, August 24th. I and Cerber and Dimitri Ravanos and Emily Kirk are doing a book event at Quail Ridge Books in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tickets are on sale. Each ticket comes with a copy of the book. I'll sign it. I'll draw pictures in it. Whatever. Draw a picture on you. Who cares? I'll give you a tattoo. I don't care. That's Sunday, August 25th. And in addition, Cerber and I have just wrapped the audiobook version of Hell is a World Without You. I do not mean wrapped as in we spit it as a hip-hop musical. I mean wrapped with a W.
When is that version coming out?
It's coming out ASAP, honestly. maybe next week. But yeah, the hip-hop musical version will be following immediately.
That's good. The first hip-hop musical ever.
Ever. Especially the first that concerns American society.
Culture.
Founding fathers.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want updates on that, I too have a newsletter, jasonkirk.fyi. You're going to want to subscribe to that for news about those things. And also, you're going to ask me where the College Football Watch Grid is going to be this year. And guess what? It's going to be at jasonkirk.fyi.
It's an audio watch grid where Jason, you get a voicemail from Jason and he tells you which games to watch.
I will drive to your house and point your remote control.
That sounds soothing.
That's full service. Tickets are still available for the Raleigh show. Tickets are still available for our Birmingham show in October.
Not many tickets for the Raleigh show, to be clear.
Not many, yes. You go to preownedairboats.com to find the links to those. Holly and I are also cooking up some merch that we are not ready yet, but we're getting close to. And
Can I tell people why?
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys may have seen in the run up to Good Vibesylvania, there was a sticker company on the internet called Sticker Mule that started. I don't even want to go into and relitigate this because it was weeks ago at this point. That said some frankly insane things about some groups of people that we care a bunch about, and it just so happens we've spent a shit ton of money with this company over the past several years to buy you guys stickers and treats and things for our show, including for our Portland show. And we attempted to get our money back before the Portland show, and they were more interested in having Twitter fights than they were in answering their customer service emails, which I certainly relate to, even if I don't respect it. So what we are doing is we are taking the money that we spent on our on that last show in Portland on our merch. We are doubling it, and we are donating it to this is a Texas-based company, and we are donating it to a Texas organization to be named shortly that is providing storm relief to families affected by Hurricane Beryl. And off the back of that, guess what? We need a new merch vendor. So we're trying that out.
Not entirely. All the merch you get from Pre-Owned Airboats is not.
The shirt, apart from the danger of getting prescription medication that isn't yours.
Danger?
Privilege.
Apart from the pleasant surprise of getting prescription medicine that isn't yours in the mail, ordering from preownedairboats.com is still safe. We are talking about the stickers that we have been handing out at shows. This is money that we have spent.
Yes.
So we're testing out some new vendors, and we've got some cheeky little designs coming up based on some hit characters that have emerged from the show this past summer. And we will have that for you guys in a little while. But stay tuned for news on all of that. And thank you to those of you who have helped us figure out where to send this money. We appreciate you, Dr. Ken. We appreciate you, Cousin Joel.
Sober, any podcast business of your own?
Killer Ants just put out a live EP from our show in Greensboro.
What?
Live at the Flatiron. And you can find it on Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon and all that. We're playing the night before the Raleigh show in Winston-Salem at Hoots with Di Cherie and Back Teeth. And yeah, the audiobook's really good for Hell is a World Without You. I listened to it, and it is good. Can confirm,
especially that guitar.
Yeah, there is music done by me in the audiobook, so okay. Yeah, check all that stuff out, and I will be there the morning after. There's got to be a morning
I'll be there.
At Quail Ridge Books.
Okay. I think that's it, Spencer. You have to go find your Taz Cybertruck now.